The Central Library in Atlanta is a landmark structure in the city, and it's at the center of a debate that's not architectural. At issue is whether the Fulton County Library System will close that branch and build a new one. Public libraries in the state have yet to fully recover from the recession. And here to tell us more about the financial state of our libraries is Julie Walker. She's the state librarian of Georgia. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Also with us is Vailey Elke, the president of the Public Library Association. Hi, Vailey.
Good morning.
Can we first talk about how libraries are used and how different that is? I was looking up the statistics, and most people in America still read traditional books. So we don't have to talk about Kindles and tablets removing the need for the books that are on the shelves. But are books still the primary reason people go to libraries, Vailey?
Absolutely. I think that continues to be sort of a common use for public libraries. But as you're alluding, you'll find that public libraries, largely in response to which ways in which their communities and the world around them is changing, are really becoming much, much more than places for books. They're providing technology access that many folks wouldn't have otherwise. They're helping people with job and employment skills. They're helping folks prepare for new careers or adding to their learning opportunities. The list just goes on.
So, Julie, it's a little bit ironic to that extent, because at the very time when the country went into recession and more people needed those services that Vailey was just talking about was the time when funding for public radios dipped dramatically and libraries started to struggle financially. Is that fair?
That's absolutely fair. And in times of economic downturn, that's when people do need the libraries the most, and that's when we really struggled to maintain all of our open operating hours so that people could access our technology, our computers, and internet access that they didn't have at home, but yet was very critical for them to have to apply for jobs or government services online.
How big is the shortfall?
Georgia's libraries lost about 30% of their state funding over the course of this last recession. And things are flattening out now, and we're feeling a little bit hopeful that things will get better. Local funding as well fell for libraries. And libraries in Georgia are largely locally funded. Over 80% of library funding is local. And those budgets were cut as well. So it was really a double whammy for public libraries.
Have any of the library funding been restored?
Not restored. We are seeing a little hope in this legislative session for a few library construction projects, for some major repair and renovation money that's really important for us to maintain and update and be good stewards of the buildings we already have. And the possibility of some book money, materials money for both books and electronic materials that's being discussed in the legislature right now.
Vailey, one of the issues that seems to come up over and over is marketing, that when you actually directly, you know, Pew has done a number of studies mm-hmm. into people's attitudes on libraries. When you ask them directly, Americans value libraries very highly, but they also don't seem to be aware of all the different services that libraries offer. How much of a problem is that disconnect when it comes to public funding?
I think there's definitely some truth to that, although I will remind folks that libraries continue to be heavily, heavily used. I think in our latest national data, there were about 4 million visits to libraries across the country every single day. That's pretty significant. So while you're right, there is that sort of, for some folks, there's that assumption that with the internet and technology, libraries are no longer used. The truth is people are streaming to libraries for what, you know, Julie's describing as access to the internet, you know, which helps them improve their lives, the sorts of things beyond just books that are really critical to people improving the quality of their lives.
You can reach us, all of you out there listening. We're getting kind of a love letter to libraries from Edward Austin Hall on Twitter right now. He writes, "Without early life at the library, I would be someone else altogether." Julie, what seems to be the current conflict is what to do with the very, very large, over 200,000 square foot Central Library in Atlanta. Is the fate of that building still up in the air?
It absolutely is. The Board of Trustees of the Fulton County Library System is very deep in conversation about the best thing to do about that library, because the services that people may expect from a downtown library may not be the same as the one they expect from their neighborhood library. And of course, Fulton County has many, many branches, and they are very unique to the needs of each community. So I think there's a lot of conversation about what do people need in out of a downtown library, and is it the same as that large, expensive structure that is sitting there right now?
And the argument is over whether to renovate it or whether to get rid of it and build a new one. I want to read a comment from former Fulton County Commissioner Rob Pitts. He's talking about the bond that voters approved. And he says they're not renovating the existing one. It's very clear the construction of a new one is what voters called for. Is that how the state sees it, that the bond was for that voters wanted to build a new central library?
The state really doesn't get a vote in what the Fulton County library system does. It is an appointed board of trustees appointed by the county commission, and they represent each district within Fulton County. So they will be the ones that will interpret.
Which is to say, no comment.
No comment from the state.
But it looks as though some Fulton branch libraries may close. Georgia Hill, Carver Holmes, and Thomasville Heights have been some that have said that will close. Have we seen libraries around the state having to close because of funding deficits?
We have not. We've been very fortunate in Georgia. We've tried to be very adaptable and very strategic in how we've dealt with these funding shortfalls. We have lost some hours of operation. We have had some employees furloughed from system to system as they've tried to cope the best way they can with these funding shortfalls of the last few years. But we have not closed libraries around the state, thank goodness. And for this past year, for the first time, we were able to add back some of the hours we had lost.
But Vailey, this is a national problem. This isn't just happening in Georgia in terms of budget shortfalls as the lingering remnants of the recession still hit libraries. And again, how does that affect those who need the libraries most? I'm talking about the libraries particularly valued by people who are unemployed, people who are retired, recent graduates, students, people who are on disability or they don't have internet access.
Absolutely. I think that's the thing to remember. And the point Julie made earlier about that inverse relationship between economic downturn and increased use of public libraries is really one to remember, because it is exactly the folks who most need that access to dig their way out of those kinds of situations that really rely on the public library. And so as that funding ebbs and flows, it's really important to remember the value that libraries provide to help people improve their lives. You know, what you just described is exactly what happens in libraries all the time, especially when things are when the going gets rough.
So, Julie, where does that leave us in terms of Georgia's libraries? If we haven't really restored any of the funding, and over the past, say, decade that we've cut 30% of library funding, do we need to restore that 30% to bring our library system up to even?
We really do. And I think it will be perhaps restored in different ways. It may not come back exactly the way it used to be. But libraries have adapted, and we are listening to our communities. We are doing new things, more technology, certainly, makerspaces, robotics. Libraries are really trying to stay ahead of the curve, while at the same time, traditional story times, bestsellers. Now, we do need those electronic materials for people who use their Kindles and iPads to read. So our funding needs to go in a lot of different directions. But we never slowed down in listening to our communities and trying to determine what was needed, and always remembering those needs of people. It's easy for us in Atlanta to think everyone has a computer and everyone has an internet access, and it's definitely not true. In 30% of Georgia, the public library is the only place in the county with free internet access. So we serve a lot of different needs in workforce development, in early literacy. And every bit of funding that we can get restored and that we can get toward these new programs and services for libraries is just going to benefit everybody in Georgia.
Vailey, many people, hear the argument over whether to close the central library or not. For some people, that's less about the practicalities of the space and more about their connection to it. Mm-hmm. How do you handle people's emotional connection to a library they may have visited or used over a period of years?
it's very similar to how people feel about their local schools, I think. You know, people have a strong sense. It's a wonderful thing, a strong sense of ownership of their local libraries. Julie's description earlier in Georgia of, you know, those libraries being so locally connected to their immediate communities is true across the country. So imagine when you've been going to the same branch library for much of your life, or you have memories of it as a child, certainly you're going to have an emotional reaction to, you know, the elimination of that access. So it's a good thing in many ways, but it also means that it's, those sorts of decisions are very difficult to make at the local level.
We're getting a lot of responses from listeners who apparently very much love the library. At KRP Fan says, libraries are an underused, underappreciated resource, although access, read parking, to downtown location is a challenge. And Lauren Morrill tweets, the library is key for me. As a mom, I appreciate the programs, books, and facilities available for my son. You can reach out to us as well. It's an ongoing conversation. We spoke with Vailey Elke, president of the Public Library Association, and Julie Walker is the state librarian of Georgia. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you.